Well, hello there, happy heads gamers, you know. I hope you are all doing well. Rainy day, but I guess it's all a good day. You know, we are taught from a young age that we can do anything that we put our minds to do. But what about when your mind is working against you? Have you had that happen? How about, you go about thinking and everything comes against you, and then you say, well, how do I keep it going? How do I keep it all going? Motivation is often the result of an action rather than the cause of it. We tend to think that we have to wait for inspiration or energy to hit us, and we get deflated when it doesn't come. Or we may think that we are going to do something motivating or proactive when in fact we are not. An action is what we need. I was thinking about that when I feel like, oh, well, I just want to get up. Look at this, it's rainy, I need to stay home. Well, I need an action, and the action might be just starting to get in the car and get on moving, right? But even the smallest efforts to get going create momentum. It may be hard at the beginning, of course, but you know, I've heard people saying about things and getting rolling and how it takes hard work. Then how work eventually pays off? Well, yeah, that is the truth. But everything begins with an action. If you ever feel like you have hit your wall, take a look at the following things that I'm gonna say to you, okay? And it's just very simple, not very complicated. But the first thing I think that has worked for me, listen carefully, it has been stopping comparing myself with other people. So, smallest action is going to get you motivated. But Albert Einstein said, it's not that I am so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. If you don't believe in your potential, then no one else will, regardless of how good you are. Draw inspiration from those around you, yes, but don't beat yourself up if you are not on the same level in certain areas. And don't be lured by the greener grass. Don't look over the fence. Remember, nobody's life is perfect. This can be hard, of course, in our social media dominated world. See, often we only see the happy highlights from those around us, the fancy holidays, dreams, jobs that they got, perfect relationships. But what you see online is only half of the story. Believe me, you know that. Everyone is facing their own struggles, and everyone has bad days, just like you and just like me. And then take care of yourself. Think positively. Our brains release dopamine in anticipation of a reward, and this makes us feel good. So keep track of your efforts and reward yourself along the way. Fill up on mood-boosting foods such as fruits and vegetables, dairy and lean meat. Do things you enjoy, listen to inspiring music, and remind yourself of how far you have come. And then listen, don't surround around people that are toxic. Surround yourself with positive people who will help you to get in the zone. Should you fail, always look for learning opportunities instead of dwelling in the negative. One big but, some situations really are bad for you. In these cases, it's absolutely right to stop or to just look for another action. If carrying on is making you ill or truly miserable, then it's likely not to be the right path for you. So change your direction. Don't be afraid to find change. Change your direction when this happens, because, you know, it can be a powerful way to rediscover your mojo. So listen, don't be afraid of change. Change is always around us. And besides, change might keep you a happy head. Have a good one. Hope to hear from you soon. Well, I guess, right?